around to see who'd thrown it, only to be greeted with a brick smashing into his face. Light exploded in his good eye as his knees buckled. He tumbled into the snow, stunned like a steer before the slaughter. A cold, narrow hand pressed against his face as a blade drew across his throat, severing arteries and muscle, cutting deep to the bone. Burkic gasped for air, thrashing like a landed fish. His hot red blood gushed black and steaming into the snow under the harsh light of the street lamp. His mind raced to find the words of the Shahada, but they escaped him. His heart failed as he bled out. Surrounded by the frenzied chatter of a foreign tongue, he could not comprehend. Chapter 76. Paris. Vladimir Vasilev woke up that morning beside himself with joy, despite the freezing rain outside his window. Not only was he feeling better than he had in years, he had also greeted the day with his manhood tinting the bedsheets. He hadn't done that since he was a teenager. The experimental CAR T-cell treatments for his cancer had been wildly successful, even better than the doctors could have hoped, let alone predicted. He had joked with his friend, the Czech, weeks ago that he might live forever. Now he was wondering if it was actually true. His health was so good, in fact, that he was scheduled to be released early from his treatment regimen. Perhaps as early as next week, a month ahead of schedule. Yes, of course, regular visits for ongoing treatment and maintenance were necessary, his doctor assured him. But at least he would escape his sanitary life inside the glass aquarium, slurping miso soup and swallowing purified water. Vasilev was so happy that he almost didn't notice the new nurse pulling on her protective suit outside the glass. His roomy eyes caught the full curve of her breasts, the shapely turn of her fine ass, and the beguiling blonde ponytail he'd loved to wrap his gnarled fingers around. The poor wretch was probably making less than 60,000 euros a year. He'd offer her 10,000 euros for a quick 10-minute lay right here in the adjustable bed. Why not? And if she refused? He'd promise her a nightmare retribution. Either way, Vasilev was determined to take advantage of his recovered libido. It wasn't his fault she was perfectly desirable and in close proximity. His lust inflamed even more when he saw the two other shift nurses and the EKG technician leave their stations for a break. That meant it would be just him and her for at least 30 minutes. And probably more. These French people didn't value an honest day's work, but today, that would be to his benefit. He licked his fingers and smoothed out the thin hair on his motley scalp as the nurse passed through the secured enclosure, pushing a stainless steel cart. A moment later, she was by his bed, even behind her surgical mask. Her eyes told him she was smiling.
Good morning, Mr. Vasilev. Your regular nurse called in sick last night, so unfortunately you're stuck with me for the day.
Vasilev's loins tingled at the sound of her delicious American accent.
I am in capable hands, I'm sure. Please, tell me your name. Your given name. How do you say it? Your first name.
He laid a liver-spotted hand on the back of her thigh. The nurse didn't withdraw.
That's so sweet of you to ask, Mr. Vasilev.
The nurse's bright eyes smiled again as she prepared a hypodermic needle for injection.
You can call me Adara.
This is Scott Brick. We hope you have enjoyed this unabridged production of Tom Clancy, Line of Sight, by Mike Madden. This program was directed by Chris Kosheski. Executive Producer Dan Musselman. Text copyright 2018 by the estate of Thomas L. Clancy, Jr., Rubicon Incorporated, Jack Ryan Enterprises Limited, and Jack Ryan Limited Partnership. Production copyright 2018, Penguin Random House, LLC. All rights reserved.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.